Okay, this is side two. What else can I tell you? Just before I start making this tape, Lee Taylor, who is the, I was going to call her a clerk typist, but she really is a secretary, according to her. She works in our building, in the front office, with Colonel Maiello. She came over, and she wanted me to go out tonight for dinner. Some friend of hers, a captain, I think, wants me to join them for dinner. Anyway, he has seen me around, you know, and he thinks I would be very pleasant company. And so he sent her over to ask me, and I told her I just wasn't up to it, you know. And she said he'll be bugging her all the time. I don't even know who he is. But I'm awful tired of these, you know, going out. There's no place to go. It's the same four, there's exactly four places you can go on post. I mean, for something to eat. And anyway, I really, and she thinks it's a big deal. I don't know, but it certainly didn't impress me. So I just told her I really wasn't up to it. I washed my hair, you know, I just stood under the hot water for about 20 minutes. And I was still in bed when she knocked on the door. I was awake, but I was just so happy to get warm. And what else? Oh, dear, I had a couple things that just... I'm really kind of waking up at this point. Oh, I got the little clipping you sent on Edinburgh. That's cute. I did enjoy reading it. Very good. Very good. Let's see. I should really compose my thoughts. I should write Betty McKinney. She asked me, please write a note. She hasn't heard from anybody in Korea. I mean, in Vietnam. Jesus, keep thinking of Korea. And so maybe, you know, I'm terrible about writing, but perhaps I can get a note off to her. She asked me a couple of things specifically, you know. And so maybe I'll do that. I don't know. I didn't even make a tape to Carolyn. I should do that because I had two tapes from Carolyn Hogshead, and I didn't respond. Now I've forgotten everything she said on the tapes. But maybe there's always tomorrow, right? Oh, I get so tired. Just the last two Sundays, I have literally just stayed in my room. The first Sunday, I just slept the entire... That was the first Sunday I had off. I mean, the first day I had to myself, you know, with Bill having gone at that point. And then last Sunday, I stayed in my room, but I wasn't in bed all day. Because these weeks are just so busy, and I think I was tired, you know, just like I went on R&R, I was tired, didn't realize how tired I was. Of course, they're pretty hectic, and so I think the rest does me more good than anything. I really look forward to Sunday off. Really, I'm just ready to collapse every time it's by Saturday afternoon. And this silly maid I have, Duchess, is enough to drive you crazy. She has really upset me the last 10 days. I came home Tuesday or Wednesday, and my bathroom was flooded. The pipe underneath the sink leaks, and she doesn't even think to clean up the water. She's sitting looking at it, and she claims she doesn't understand any English. I think she understands a lot more, and so this upset me because I kept telling her, you know, like, I had to go back to work. And I wanted her to get a hold of the people to fix it. She's supposed to do all these things. Anyway, I called them. They still haven't fixed it, but I have a bucket under it, and it's catching the water. And then I have told her 1,000 times I don't want her eating in my room. No cooking and no eating. Today when I came home, see, I came home unexpectedly today. Steve picked me up at the airport, and I asked him to drop me off because my shoes were soaking wet, and I was going to change my shoes, and I wanted to drop my suitcase off. So when I walked in, here's my maid, was another maid from across the way, and she's eating, I don't know what she had in the bowl, but it was my bowl and my spoon. And this makes me mad, because these people have no health certificate, Duchess, and really, if you ever saw this maid, you'd just die. She has all her teeth are black, you know, they eat lychee nuts, and jet black teeth all the time, and they're not very clean, you know. She sleeps on my floor, and I had this mat. It's not a very good one, but it's just a plastic mat thing that I had purchased months ago. And she does all the ironing on the mat, and she's got about 8 holes in it now. And she just she doesn't do anything unless I tell her. My shoes, she doesn't think to shine them unless I tell her to. And I never see her. See, I only see her on Saturday afternoon if I catch her when I come home. And so I was furious today when I walked in and here she was eating, and I had told her never to eat in my room because she leaves food all around us. And that's how I get these bugs. And so I could have shook her today. I didn't. I just left her, you know. I scolded her, but she just laughs. She laughs all the time. They all do. They're crazy. I mean, you know, they just... Well, she knew I was angry. Anyway, my sneakers are still wet. I put them out on the revetment outside here in the sun to dry, but there wasn't much sun. And what else? Oh, I did mail to you, Duchess, the catalog. I'm very proud of myself. I mailed the slides to you, and then this past week I mailed the catalog. I marked one or two places in it, and I found some pictures, and what else? I don't know, a few things. I just threw it in the envelope. As long as I was mailing the envelope to you, I figured I might as well throw all these tidbits in, you know? So I hope some of it's interesting to you. In the catalog, Duchess, some of that stuff, well, you look at it. Whatever you want, I'll be only too happy to get. A lot of it you wouldn't, you know, be interested in, but if you see something special, and you might talk with Mother. I think, see, this PaySex catalog that I sent you, I have an extra copy, Duchess, of the supplement, the blue little book, the supplement book. I have a copy of that, and in that one is the TV that I think there are two or three of them. I marked a page for you, put a slip of paper in it, and they're very small TV sets. I think the biggest is 12-inch. So read it carefully, Duchess, but you don't have to cut it out. If it's in the big book, the big catalog, you'll have to cut it out and send it to me and tell me what you want, because I have the order blanks, and it has to come from out of country in order to be valid. But you'll notice all the products in the PaySex catalog are foreign products, and they're good ones, Duchess. They're really good products, and you get a much, much better saving on the foreign products than you do on the American products. So, if you or Mother, you know, see something, I don't mind if you ask some other people, but, you know, don't let it get out of hand, because I'm sure it could. It could snowball. But if you want something, be sure and tell me. So, because I don't know how long I'm going to stay in this country. I keep thinking, some days I think I'll go tomorrow, Duchess. Next Friday, as a matter of fact, my three-month extension is up. So I really would be eligible to go home any time after that. But I don't know. Charmaine and I and Jane were talking about it the other day, and we're all in the same boat. Jane could go home in August. I think she's going home on reemployment leave. I'm pretty sure. And she'll be coming back for another year. She can't go right now because if Beth Carney were to take over this program, Duchess, it would be a total loss for service clubs, believe me. And this is going to be a very busy year. We're in the process of moving. Troops are being moved. And we're supposed to close two clubs at the end of the month. And we got news today that we're going to have to be closing another club. As the troops move around, it's so hard moving over here. We're talking about thousands of dollars of equipment, you know, chairs and recreational equipment, and that's why I was down the Delta the last 2 days. We're supposed to be moving Sauk Trang, and when I was down there last night, I was overseeing the new commander down there, Colonel Sowers. I knew him before. He was one of the IGs. He's only a light colonel. Anyway, he would like to extend the date. We're supposed to close this June. He's talking about keeping it through the winter. These things, every day it changes, Duchess. You cannot plan or predict more than 2 or 3 days in advance over here. It's just unbelievable. And we're up to our necks in paperwork, really. Particularly since, you know, like Vera is so new yet. And Beth is a complete waste. And then, of course, Jane has two empty positions that have never been filled. And so I get an awful lot of the garbage to do. Jane does too. I mean, it's not easy. But if she would organize things, I get real annoyed with her because I can see, even Vera has said, you know, we just organize it in, it would be easier. I said, I know. But we have to raise our hand. Jane has to get in on everything. And she can't do that, Duchess. I mean, she has certain things that she and only she can do, really, as the staff director. She gets involved with all the administrative stuff. But she also gets involved with every little club problem. She'll say, well, now check with me before you do anything. So if a girl calls and asks about doing something, you always have to say, well, now I'll have to check with Miss Matthews, because Jane's in and out a lot, and so it just holds up everything. If you make a decision without asking her, she gets a little annoyed. And this is terrible. That's why she has us as supervisors, to take care of our areas. Normally, we wouldn't even be in the same location that Jane is in. We would be separate. And so I think this is wrong. I think this slows up the entire process of getting anything done. Because Jane she'll always say, well, you have to tell me when somebody calls or somebody wants to do something. Most of this is SOP, standard operating procedure. You just tell them what to do. No, Jane, and she wants to get in on all these things and sometimes talk with the girls. And she doesn't know what to do in half the cases, in some things, because she doesn't know about the areas. Like, she's never been to Sock Train. Jane has never been down there. She hasn't been to the Delta Duchess since I'm in country, and that's 15 months. She's never been near the Delta. So when something happens in the Delta, I know basically who to contact and who to see and where to go and what to do. And Jane will say, well, now, what's happening? And, well, let's see now. We'll have to decide what we're going to do about it. And I say, well, it's no problem, Anyway, so don't get me started on Jane. So anyway, I don't know, Duchess. This move up north, I keep waiting, depending upon what's happening in the Delta. Jane wants me to go, as I've told you before, in about four directions all at one time. She does want me to close out these clubs down there because I know the equipment and the girls and the units and all the stuff. Well, I should. That's my area. So this will be into mid-July. And right now, as far as I know, they don't have quarters for me at Cameron. It would either be Cameron or Natrang. And I don't know. I'm supposed to go to second corps, see. Beth has gone up to first corps already. I'm so glad she's out of the office. But she'll be back. She's just gone up there to get a room, and I don't think she has her office space yet. Anyway, the next year is going to be the most exciting year because it'll be a lot of moves, a lot of changing, and it'll be the re-adjusting, I think, to the point where wherever we're going to have permanent bases, that's where we're going to be. Right now we're all over the country, and everything is picking up and moving. And every time it does, we have to close clubs, and it's a very big job to do this. So anyway, we shall see. What else? My health is good. I feel fine, except, as I said today, I felt that I was going to come down with a cold. Maybe I will yet. I don't know. But sleep does me wonders. All I need is a few hours sleep, and I'm a new woman. Can't concentrate on what else I'm supposed to tell you. I can't even think of what else I put in that envelope. Dear. Well, slowly wasting the tape. Maybe I ought to shut it off and think a minute. I tell you, I don't really think I'm wide awake. I do have your note right here, your last note. It was real good. You mentioned that little Ronald can stand up, but he doesn't know how to sit down again. I think that's funny. Anyway, this week coming up, Duchess, should be exciting. I wish I could tape to you that wedding, because I'm sure that'll be something kind of special, Oh, and the girl, Debbie, showed me her wedding dress. She couldn't, there's not a good tailoring place or anything over here. So what she had done, Duchess, was, the local native dress, they call it an alzai. It's the pants, they wear the usually black pants and then the long dress in front of it with the huge slits right up to the hip line. And so she had a white one made. And it looked real cute. I thought it really looked nice. She thought she'd get married in a white alzai since she was getting married in Vietnam. And she made this little hat, veil arrangement. And it looks very nice. She's very, very excited. And then she had a piece of elastic for the garter, and I told her to tie a piece of blue material from one of our uniforms, you know, something old, something new, and all this stuff. And so she's going to do that. And she's very, very, her mind is not on the club, and I don't blame her, you know. But she's very, very excited about this wedding. And that takes place on Wednesday, and the opening on 16th. So I better get my camera out and see if I have any film. I'll be taking pictures. What else? Gee, just take care of yourself. I'm really pleased to hear about all the farming that's going on, but I just don't want you to overdo it. And take pictures, Duchess. You know, take your time and work the camera. I'm glad you got it clean. That's good, Duchess. It needed it. If it's the Minolta, then that needed a cleaning, because that had a lot of sand in it from Korea, I'm sure. Anyway, that's good. And if you, Duchess, if you need any money, you know, to pay any bills or things, my goodness, just don't hesitate. Just write yourself a check and just let me know, because I think there's money now back in my checking account. I've made out very good the last couple of pay periods. Anyhow, just do it, Duchess, you know. And this is running out. Take it.